Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
I love him very, very much. Amen. I've had the privilege of having three or four pastors in my life, amen, that I attend church to. And one was my cousin, which I didn't know nothing. You know, I was just a kid. And he was a bishop in the Church of the Living God. And then I had the honor of being pastored under District Elder Young. Amen. Elder Young taught us that he became bishop. And then we had Elder Taylor. He became bishop. And now I'm under Suffolkian Bishop Magnus. Amen. Seems like everybody that comes my way, some way or another, they become bishop in some way or fashion. So I praise God. I just thank and praise God. God is good. He's good all the time. Thank you, God, for my lovely wife being here with me today. Amen. She could have been somewhere else, but she wanted to be here with me. Amen. She had obligations. She was supposed to sing and spend time with this, her family. They had a reunion, and she had was singing on the program and all kind of different functions. And she said, "You're teaching. You're speaking today." And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, I got to be with my husband." Yeah. I thank God for her. She's so mindful of me. I mean, she just looks at me, and if I have anything wrong with me, she's gonna tell me right on the spot. Right on the spot. I mean, anything. I just, if I look too pale, she said, "Where's your lotion?" My fingernails are dirty, where's the nail clippers? Well, she's looking out for me.
Amen.
Amen. So, and I appreciate that.
Amen.
You know, there are some people, if you you looking kind of messed up, amen, maybe you blew your nose and something's on your... Yes, they will let you go throughout that whole day. Yeah, I've seen it happen. So I praise the Lord for someone who can tell you the truth and tell you right away. And I really appreciate her because she knows the word. She knows the word. And if I say something, she says, "Oh yeah," and we could talk about it. Amen. So I thank God for her. Thank God for the church family here. Amen. I love this place.
Hallelujah.
I love this place. Amen. I love being with the people of God. Amen. People who think like you. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. And, you know, there is liberty. And you know, I get joy when someone talks about the Word and they say the same things you already know and read. And they get the same spirit, that same spirit that you have, because they y'all connect.
Amen.
Amen. I love that. So I'm gonna try not to be long. Amen. But you know, God does what He does. Hallelujah. Want to go to Matthew, the 6th chapter? Amen. I'm gonna read verse 33. Amen. It says some things before that. You know, talking about what you shouldn't do and how other people do it, but you shouldn't do it. And then it comes down to this. But seek ye first, in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glorify and praise you for the great plan of salvation. Thank you for all the things you do for us, waking us up this morning, starting us on the way, giving us a mind on being in the house of the Lord. Thank you for all the things that went wrong, but you straightened them up, you cleaned them up, you made it right, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for all the ones that are sick, shut in, Lord. Bless them in some way, somehow, in Jesus' name. Lord, if there's a word for anyone, let them receive the word today. Hallelujah. Let them be blessed today. Let them, amen, make changes in their life and make their life better. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thanking you always for the house of God and all the people here. Lord, I ask that you, amen, be a blessing to each and every one and grace this doorstep. Hallelujah. Children also, let them receive the word and be blessed. In Jesus' name, we thank you, glorify you, praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. God, amen, is such a good God.
Yes,
and
yes,
I can't
yes.
praise the Lord enough for what he does and how he does it.
Yes.
Amen. You never know how it's coming. He can come any way, any fashion. Amen. But you do know one thing. If anything I've learned over the years is whatever way he comes, it's going to be right.
Right.
And it's going to be for you.
Right.
And it's going to take care of you.
Right.
Amen. You may not understand it. You may have questions. But it will be right.
Yes.
Amen. And if I told you anything about my life, and I've told y'all pretty much everything. I mean, y'all know a lot. And I've had a good life.
Amen.
You know, I've had two parents. I've been through school, went through college, been blessed. Probably, I think I've only been in the hospital once. Amen, for a minor thing, and you know, God's just blessed me
yes.
over the years,
yes.
and I cannot complain about anything that I went through. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, but you know, all the good things that I've ever told you that's happened to me, amen, there have been a lot of bad things that's happened to me. Amen. A lot of things I wish I'd never seen. A lot of things I wish I'd never experienced. A lot of things I wish I didn't have to go through. Things that, you know, a lot of stuff I don't tell everybody. You can't tell everybody everything. But I told y'all a little bit, but, you know, if I told y'all everything I've been through, some of y'all would say, oh my God. Really? Wow. How did that happen? But I've experienced some things. I can even tell you, I have once even considered suicide. Mm. You know, that has crossed my mind. But it was only the goodness of Jesus
yes.
that, you know, I never tried to do anything like that.
Yes.
But I have experienced a lot of things. And, you know, you know, think about it once in a while, and a tear would come, and you know, or I would try and get mad, but the Spirit of the Lord would come to me with scriptures and different stuff to keep me, to hold me, to keep me from going to a bad place. Amen. But you know, what I really, amen, feel like God wants you to know is, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've seen, no matter how bad it ever got, amen, God will be there for you. God will keep you. God will do all the things that he said he would do for you if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you, but you've got to take that step to seek him first. And then you've got to take that step. When I started taking that step, amen, things in my life start changing. People in my life start changing. Situations in my life start changing. And I began to start living a better life. It didn't happen overnight. You know, the songwriter said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Yes.
You know, I don't believe it.
Right.
And now I've been here long enough, I've seen it.
Right.
The scripture says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. I haven't seen it. If the young people, you know, I've heard the young people. I know what they say. I'm young. I got a lot to live. I got a lot to want to do. I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to experience this, experience that. You know, they want to do a whole lot of stuff. Say, I'm young. I'm healthy. I'm beautiful. I'm fine. I'm strong. I'm, you know, I got a lot I want to do. But there's a lot of people in the grave.
Right.
A lot of young people in the grave. A lot of babies in the grave.
Right.
Amen. We can't do everything we want to do.
Amen.
If we get saved, I got saved, I think I was 19. Amen. And I've had a good life. You could almost say I didn't have a reason to try and get saved. I mean, I didn't.
Right.
I thought everything was good.
Right.
You know, my parents, if we needed money, they had it. Uh-huh. You know, and they gave it to us. My father bought me a car.
Uh-huh.
And it was raggedy, but it got me where I needed to go. He drunk a lot of gas, but it got me where I wanted to go. Amen. It looked pitiful, but it got me where I wanted to go. Amen. So I appreciate that thing. I don't know about y'all, but I thank God for all the stuff that happened to me in my life. All. When I say all, I mean all. I mean the good, the bad, the ugly. I've seen a lot of bad and I've seen a lot of ugly. And I thank God for it all because it made me who I am today. I experienced some stuff that put me in a different mindset. But coupled with the word of the Lord, amen, made me realize, okay, this is probably going to happen again someday. So what am I going to do to be ready for that? Amen. And I read God's word, and it lets me know what I need to do.
Right.
Amen. My wife told me today, she said, you always telling me I need patience. That's because the Lord told me a long time ago I needed patience. And when I started applying it to my life, the Lord blessed. The Lord blessed. Anything that the Lord has told me, I'm going to tell you some way or another. It's going to come out some way or another. Because the Lord blessed me with it. And if it blessed me, I know it's going to bless you.
Right.
Hallelujah. So, you know, I thank God for that. I thank God. Amen. That when I start allowing him to change some things in my life, change my thinking, change my behaviors. There's a guy on my job, he smiles in my face all the time. But he knows he wants no good for me he don't like me at all. He even told a person that is over our whole group, I can't stand him. I don't like him at all. And when I heard it, and I'm going to hear it. I just kind of smile, and because that's where I'm at now. You know, when I hear something bad about this, when I hear someone don't like me or don't care about me or however they feel about me, I just smile.
Amen.
I just smile because I know God's got somebody I need to pray for now.
Right. Amen.
You know, God's got. See, my mind's in a different place.
Amen.
Before I'd be, oh, that crazy, no good. You know. So now I say, oh, now I got somebody else to pray for.
Amen.
I got somebody else to go up unto the Lord and say, Lord, save them.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
Work with them. Amen. Bless them.
Yes.
Amen. I want God to bless them. I want God to make them rich, and I want God to fix them up. You know, I want God to really put his light on. Amen. But I didn't get there overnight. Amen. It took me a while before I started allowing God's word to apply on me. Amen. And I'm still in the process of doing it. There's things I still need to work on. Amen. But if I keep on seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto me. Amen. I don't have to think about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. I don't have to think about, you know, am I going to be able to pay this light bill? Am I going to be able to pay the water bill? Am I going to be able to pay the gas bill? Am I going to be able to pay for the internet? Am I going to be able to pay for this and that and all the others? Amen. I don't have to worry about that. You know, when Joy was going through a little hard period, I had to pay her car bill. I don't have money to pay her car bill. I ain't got enough that kind of money. I don't make that kind of money no more. But God blessed me to be able to pay that bill. Amen. When JoJo needed something, amen, God blessed me to help him with that. Amen. God has a way to bless you no matter what the situation is.
Amen.
God has a way to help you through anything that comes in your life, whether it's family, whether it's work, whether it's just out and about at the store. God's got something for you. Every now and then, I'll start singing songs in my heart, you know, songs that I like to sing. Pastor, I know you know it. I know you know it, but I've been wanting to learn that song for the longest. And it's the song that says, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. I've been wanting to learn that for the longest and couldn't get it. I keep missing this word or missing that phrase, and all of a sudden, bam, it hit me. And I got it now. Amen. I ain't got to look at nothing. Amen. And one of these days, I'm going to sing.
All right.
But I thank God. You know, he gives me what I want. Because what I want is in him.
Amen.
You know, if you want something that's not in him, what, really? You think God's going to give that to you? Really? You think God's going to give you something he knows you don't need in your life? Amen. Some of us, you know, we desire things that we don't need. That's not really in God. But you want it for some reason. And if God allows it to happen for you, at some point you're going to realize, you know what? I wish I never got this. I wish I never sought this.
Amen.
This has been nothing but a curse in my life ever curse. Since I got it.
Amen.
You know, but God wants the best for you.
Yes.
God wants to help you, but you got to want to be helped. You got to let his priorities overrun your priorities. We talked a little bit about that. Amen. Amen. His desires got to be above our desire. He has to be number one. He has to be the one that you look for, the one that you care about over anything you care about.
Thank you, Lord.
And it took me a while to get that, but I got it.
All
right. I got it. Someone says, I got it.
I got it.
I got it. So, you know, it's very important to let God have control.
Yes.
It's very important to let God be the one who's directing you. Amen. Lighten up your path. Let you know, go this way. Go that way. Amen. Don't do what you always do here. Change it up today. Amen. And you won't understand it. You will say, but I always do it just like this. You know, but God's going to bless you if you just listen to him. His voice is not going to be overrunning you. He ain't going to just thunder down and say, do what I said! He ain't going to do that. He's just going to say, I want you to make this right turn. And it's up to you to listen.
Right.
You don't do it. Who was that at the court? Brother Jones. He was at that stop sign.
Yeah.
And the Lord told him, don't go nowhere. Stop. Hold on. And he did it and saw the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We see the blessing if we just hold on.
Amen.
If we just have a little patience.
Hallelujah.
Let God give you a little peace.
Yes.
Amen. There's times I want to shout about something. But Joy told me one time, and I told y'all before, Joy said, because I wanted to fuss at her about something. You know, she done died. I was getting ready. My voice was about to thunder. And she said, Dad, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. And in that moment, I realized she's right. She's right. She's not going to listen to me if I start fussing and hollering and throwing up my hands. She ain't going to listen to me. But she will listen to me if I talk to her calmly, you know, without any fussing or anything. Just talk to her, have a conversation. Both of y'all conversing. Not just one controlling the narrative, but both of y'all just talking together calmly. Y'all might be able to work something out.
Amen.
You might actually see a blessing at the end of that conversation instead of a whole big blown out and none of you want to talk to each other no more. You know? God wants to bless us in every area of our life, but it might help if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We got to seek him first. We got to let him have control. Pray at night. Fast every now and then. Meditate on his word. Let him control what you think about. You know, it does work.
Yeah.
It will bless. It will help you in areas. I got frustrated one time trying to think of something to say, and the Lord blessed me with all. You know, once I just put the pen down and just laid back and closed my eyes, God immediately threw scriptures my way.
Hallelujah.
Threw all kind of things my way. And I'm like, wow, what? How in the world? And I start writing and start doing this and start searching and start reading. And pretty soon I had it all done. It was all done. Or rather, the Lord had it all done. I just let him use me. Let God use you to speak to whoever. Amen. You may not think that person needs you to say a word of the Lord to them. But that person does.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That person needs you to be that light on the hill that can't be hid. Amen. That's what we are. We are a light set on a hill that cannot be hid.
That's right.
We are the children of God. We are God's ambassador.
Yes.
Amen. We're the ones to show them the way. You may be the only Jesus they see.
Right.
You know, you might say to yourself, I ain't much of a Jesus. I do this, I do that, I do that. But you got a little word in you.
Yeah.
You got something in you.
Yes.
That you can show somebody something. You know, tell them, if all you know is Jesus loves you, tell them Jesus loves you.
Amen.
You know, tell them. Let them know. You may not even know all the ins and outs about it. But all just say it.
Thank
Jesus
you.
Loves you.
Yes.
And walk away. Because you ain't got nothing else to say. When you have something else to say, when God give you something else to say, that's why we really emphasize receiving the Holy Spirit in
yes.
your life.
Yes.
Amen. When you have the Holy Spirit, God talks to you all the time.
Amen.
All the time. Telling you stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
You say, Lord, why are you telling me that? Well, 2 days later, I found out.
Amen.
Lord, why are you telling me this? Well, you know what? If I did what he said, I would have what I needed right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants to help you,
yes.
but you got to want to be helped. Amen. I'm shedding the book. You know, I still remember that scripture. I can say it.
All right.
I can quote it. But we got to seek God first.
Seek him.
And let him know how much we love him for what he's done. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Right.
That might sound like a cliche, but you lived as long as I have. You've been in this gospel as long as I have.
Yeah.
You would have seen some things.
Thank you,
the pastor can tell you some things. First lady can tell you some things. Pope can tell you some things. Andrew, amen. He hasn't lived a long, long life yet, but he can tell you something. Amen. My wife can tell you something. Malachi, the short period of time he's even been in this house, in this place, he can tell you a few things. Amen. But I know the Jones family can tell you a number of things. There's a lot of people in this place that can tell you some stuff that they have been through, that they've seen God work in. And, you know, when God does it, there's no way you can say, oh, that's just a coincidence. Uh-uh. I see some things that it couldn't have been no coincidence.
Right, right.
There couldn't have been. No way, no way. I've seen, you know, I got stopped. I had a flat tire. I didn't have the right tool. And someone pulled up behind me, and they had the most incredible tools. Incredible.
Man.
I mean, they had, what do you call it, a socket wrench? Battery operated.
All right.
They put that battery operated socket wrench right there. Right off. And I'm like, oh my God, that exists? I gotta get me one of those. But you know what? And then after he done fixed my tire, didn't want no money or anything, you know, I turned around to do something. And I turned back, and that person was gone.
Wow.
That person, I'm like, no way. No way.
Amen.
How, where's the car? Where's the, he couldn't have walked away that fast. Where'd he go? There's God. God's working.
Yes.
And he's doing things. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
You're going to miss it. I've seen that happen like two or three times where I've seen a person do something and, you know, I turned around and I didn't see nobody.
Mm.
You know, and I'm like, that can only be God.
Amen.
You know, the Bible does say we entertain angels unaware.
Amen.
You know, so there's scripture for everything.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God. I appreciate him. I thank him for all of that spirit, the good, the bad, the ugly. And this, I want to say this before I stop. I do appreciate the bad things in my life. Because going through those bad things made me a different person. It helped me in my development in God.
Yes.
And it changed some things I was thinking in life. You know, things I probably shouldn't have been thinking, but since it happened, I had to change over a new leaf. You know, so I thank God for those bad things. I thank God for the things I didn't really appreciate because it changed me in some type of way. So, you know, everything bad happens to you, don't think of it as a curse. Don't think it as, you know, oh, it's the tragedy. It shouldn't have happened. How could God let this happen? God allowed it to happen because he wants to develop you.
Amen.
He wants to make you what you need to be. And some of this mess we grew up with, amen, don't need to be in our head.
Amen.
You know, I shouldn't be hating my uncle for something he said 30 years ago.
Right. Amen.
You know, I need to get that thing out.
Amen.
You know, and if I can't get it out on my own, the Holy Ghost inside me is going to work on me until it does get out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So, y'all, we got a lot to pray for. We need to pray for each other like never before.
Amen.
Some of us are going through struggles like never before, and we need to help them as much as possible with prayer, fasting.
Thank you.
Pray for their deliverance. Pray for their development. Pray for their healing. You know, there are many things we got can be healed.
Yes.
Anything we got, we can be delivered of.
Amen.
Amen. Everything that happens to you ain't permanent. I know y'all don't like the word ain't. I know we got a couple of teachers in the house, but the word ain't fit. Praise God. God bless y'all. Hope I said something, or if the Lord said something, say that. But the blessing to your life.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout hallelujah. And just in case anybody thinks what he said is not scripture, Paul said, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities. He said, because when I